American Language Course, Book 19, Tape 4A. Hello. Open your book to the activities for Tape 4A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the words in the box. Volunteer. Volunteer. Disappointed. Disappointed. Rush. Rush. Guilty. Guilty. Disappointing. Disappointing. Lazy. Lazy. Lacking. Lacking. Stupid. Stupid. Regret. Regret. Listen to the paragraph. Believe me, I'll never volunteer for anything again. I've learned my lesson. The instructor asked for a volunteer to make the arrangements for a class trip. No one offered to do it. I could see that the instructor was disappointed. He looked very unhappy. I think he thought there would be a rush of people who wanted to do it. I felt bad about it. As a matter of fact, I felt guilty. I knew it was disappointing for him, and I didn't want him to think we were all lazy or were lacking in interest, so I offered to do the job. It wasn't a smart thing to do. It was stupid of me. I had rushed into something I knew I'd regret. I'd done it too quickly. I knew I'd probably be sorry about it for a long time. Now listen again. Believe me, I'll never volunteer for anything again. I've learned my lesson. The instructor asked for a volunteer to make the arrangements for a class trip. No one offered to do it. I could see that the instructor was disappointed. He looked very unhappy. I think he thought there would be a rush of people who wanted to do it. I felt bad about it. As a matter of fact, I felt guilty. I knew it was disappointing for him, and I didn't want him to think we were all lazy or were lacking in interest, so I offered to do the job. It wasn't a smart thing to do. It was stupid of me. I had rushed into something I knew I'd regret. I'd done it too quickly. I knew I'd probably be sorry about it for a long time. Now look at Figure 2. Listen to some questions about the paragraph in Figure 1. Write the number of the question next to the correct answer. Number 1. What did the speaker do? Number 2. How did the instructor feel when no one offered to make the arrangements? Number 3. How did the speaker feel when no one volunteered? Number 4. Did the speaker think he had done a smart thing? Number 5. Did the speaker think he had volunteered too quickly? Number 6. Was the speaker sorry he had done it? Now let's check your answers. Letter A is 4. Did the speaker think he had done a smart thing? Repeat. No, he thought it was a stupid thing to do. Letter B is number 3. How did the speaker feel when no one volunteered? Repeat. He felt guilty. Letter C is number 5. Did the speaker think he had volunteered too quickly? Repeat. Yes, he thought he had rushed into it. Letter D is number 1. What did the speaker do? Repeat. He volunteered to make the arrangements for a class trip. Letter E is number 6. Was the speaker sorry he had done it? Repeat. Yes, he regretted it. Letter F is number 2. How did the instructor feel when no one offered to make the arrangements? Repeat. He felt disappointed. Look at figure 3. Repeat the underlined words. Waste. Waste. Hand in. Hand in. Turned in. Turned in. Lose my temper. Lose my temper. Annoyed. Annoyed. Annoying. Annoying. Helpless. Helpless. Lack. Lack. In a rush. In a rush. Paid attention. Paid attention. 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 Start out on. Start out on. Take off. Take off. Lenient. Lenient. Strict. Strict. Now listen to the paragraph. I didn't waste any time. I asked everyone who wanted to go to hand in his name and money. Only one person turned them in. I didn't lose my temper, but I was a little annoyed. I asked again the next day. I only got one more name. It wasn't just annoying now. I was starting to feel helpless. I couldn't make any plans until I knew how many wanted to go. I thought maybe the lack of participation was my fault. I had been in a rush. Maybe I hadn't paid enough attention to things. This time I gave the job my full attention. Maybe the class wanted to know when we were going to start out on the trip and if they would have to take off from work or classes. The school had said it would allow them to miss class for the trip. That was very lenient. Usually the school doesn't allow absences unless you're sick. I was happy to know they weren't going to be strict about it. I probably should have given the students all this information and then asked for their names and money. Now listen again. I didn't waste any time. I asked everyone who wanted to go to hand in his name and money. Only one person turned them in. I didn't lose my temper, but I was a little annoyed. I asked again the next day. I only got one more name. It wasn't just annoying now. I was starting to feel helpless. I couldn't make any plans until I knew how many wanted to go. I thought maybe the lack of participation was my fault. I had been in a rush. Maybe I hadn't paid enough attention to things. This time, I gave the job my full attention. Maybe the class wanted to know when we were going to start out on the trip and if they would have to take off from work or classes. The school had said it would allow them to miss class for the trip. That was very lenient. Usually the school doesn't allow absences unless you're sick. I was happy to know that they weren't going to be strict about it. I probably should have given the students all this information and then asked for their names and money. look at figure 4. First listen to a sentence. Then complete the sentence in your book with one of the words in the box. The sentence will be the same or almost the same as the one you hear. Number 1. I did my job quickly. Number 2. I thought about the job carefully and completely. Number 3. I gave the instructor my assignment. Number 4. This really bothers me. Number 5. That loud noise bothers me. Number 6. She can't do anything. She always needs assistance. Number 7. There's not enough sugar in my coffee. Number 8. We are going to leave on Monday. Number 9. I'm going to take leave next week. Number 10. Mary lets her children do anything they want to do. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is waste. Repeat, I did my job quickly. I didn't waste my time. Number 2 is attention. Repeat, I thought about the job carefully and completely. I gave it my attention. Number 3 is handed in. Repeat. I gave the instructor my assignment. I handed in my papers. Number 4 is a noise. Repeat. This really bothers me. It annoys me. Number 5 is annoying. Repeat. That loud noise bothers me. It's very annoying. Number 6 is helpless. Repeat. She always needs assistance. She's helpless. Number 7 is lack. Repeat. There's not enough sugar in my coffee. It must lack sugar. Number 8 is start out on. Repeat, we are going to leave on Monday. We are going to start out on our trip Monday. Number 9 is take off. Repeat, I'm going to take leave next week. I'm going to take off work. Number 10 is lenient. Repeat. Mary lets her children do anything they want to do. She's very lenient. Look at figure 5. Listen to the question and then answer it. Use one of the words in the box. Picture number 1. What's the student doing? Repeat. He's handing in a paper to the instructor. Picture number 2. Is the student hurrying? Repeat. Yes, he's rushing to the classroom. Picture number 3. What are the students doing? Repeat. They're paying attention to the instructor. Picture number 4. What does the student think about the music? Repeat. The student thinks the music is annoying. Look at figure 6. Listen to the paragraph. I stayed up all night making signs with the information. When everyone saw the schedule, they realized it would be a fun trip as well as an education. Only one student couldn't go. He dropped out a week before the trip. When he gave me his regrets, he told me he didn't want to disappoint the class, but he had to get a new helmet. He hadn't put aside enough money for the trip and the helmet. I told him it was okay. I knew the class would forgive him. I thanked him for telling me. It was helpful to know in advance. The trip went well, but I'll never volunteer again. It caused me too much worry. Listen to the paragraph again. I stayed up all night making signs with the information. When everyone saw the schedule, they realized it would be a fun trip as well as an education. Only one student couldn't go. He dropped out a week before the trip. When he gave me his regrets, he told me he didn't want to disappoint the class, but he had to get a new helmet. He hadn't put aside enough money for the trip and the helmet. I told him it was okay. I knew the class would forgive him. I thanked him for telling me. It was helpful to know in advance. The trip went well, but I'll never volunteer again. It caused me too much worry. Look at figure 7. Listen and answer a question. Number 1. If you stay up, do you remain standing up? No. Repeat. If you stay up, you remain awake at night. Now look at the box and write the correct word in the blank. Number 2. If you, as well as John, go, do the two of you go someplace? Yes. Repeat. If you, as well as John, go, you both go someplace. Write the word. Number 3. If you drop out of class, do you fall outside of class? No. Repeat. If you drop out of class, you stop going to class. Write the word. Number 4. If you disappoint someone, do you break the point of his pencil? No. Repeat. If you disappoint someone, you make him unhappy. Write the word. Number 5. If you have a helmet, do you wear it on your head or your feet? Head. Repeat. If you have a helmet, you wear it on your head. Write the word. Number 6. If you put your money aside, do you put it to the side of you? No. Repeat. If you put your money aside, you save it. Write the word. Number 7. If you forgive someone, are you still angry with him? No. Repeat. If you forgive someone, you're not angry with him anymore. Write the word. Number 8. If you are helpful, do you assist others? Yes. Repeat. If you are helpful, you assist others. Write the word. This is the end of Tape 4A, Book 19.